Roman proconsul refuses to be a dupe of the Jews. Paul's increased success roused the unbelieving Jews to more determined opposition. They made a united attack upon Paul, and brought him before the tribunal of Gallio, proconsul of Achaia. With loud, angry voices they complained, "This man is persuading men to worship God contrary to the law." The accusers of Paul thought that if they could fasten on him the charge of violating the Jewish religion, which was under the protection of the Roman power, he would probably be delivered to them for trial and sentence. But Gallio, a man of integrity, refused. Disgusted with their bigotry and self-righteousness, he would take no notice of the charge. As Paul prepared to speak in self-defense, Gallio told him it was not necessary. Then turning to the angry accusers, he said, "If it were a matter of wrongdoing or vicious crime, I should have reason to bear with you, O Jews, but since it is a matter of questions about words and names and your own law, see to it yourselves, I refuse to be a judge of these things." And he drove them from the tribunal. Gallio's immediate dismissal of the case was the signal for the Jews to retire, baffled and angry. The proconsul's decided course opened the eyes of the clamorous crowd who had been abetting the Jews. For the first time during Paul's labors in Europe, the mob turned to his side. They all seized Sosthenes, the ruler of the synagogue, and beat him in front of the tribunal. But Gallio paid no attention to this. Paul stayed many days longer with the believers in Corinth. If the apostle had been compelled at this time to leave Corinth, the converts would have been in a perilous position. The Jews would have endeavored to follow up the advantage gained, even to the extermination of Christianity in that region.